Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A 69-year-old man from southern Missouri Salem is dead after trying to drive through floodwaters. William Floyd was carried away by the Dry Fork Creek waters in Dent County. An eastern Missouri man has been arrested on suspicion of drunk driving after his car hit a semi and drove his car into a flooded embankment on Thursday. Corporal Justin Wheatley says some law enforcement officers saw the accident occur.
When our officer witnessed the driver climbing from the vehicle, and he wanted to make sure no one else was inside the vehicle at the time, so he jumped into the water.
The driver, 46-year-old Doug Robinson of St. Louis, was treated for minor injuries. Missouri House Democrat Cora Faith Walker of Ferguson plans to pressure the city's municipal court to improve operations after a searing review by the state auditor. Walker says her office is going to reach out to the community as well as city management and elected officials to find out what assistance is needed to improve the court's performance.
Are there other municipal courts who are functioning better that can provide best practices?
The auditor's review found the court had charged $26,000 in illegal fees and had personnel who were uncooperative and combative. Prosecutors in Northwest Missouri say a teen convicted of murdering a girl wanted to kill someone. Reporter Sarah Tomach says the suspect sent Facebook messages to four or five people, and only the victim responded.
One of two defendants has been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of 17-year-old Caitlin Root at Krug Park in St. Joseph last fall. Judge Daniel Kellogg sentenced 18-year-old Sebastian Dow May 4th on the charge of second-degree murder. Dow will be eligible for parole in about 25 years. Co-defendant Amanda Bennett also pleaded guilty, telling a judge the killing was part of what she described as a demonic sacrifice. Bennett's sentencing is scheduled for the week of May 7th. I'm Sarah Tomach, Missouri Net.
A federal judge has ruled that parts of Missouri's campaign finance law are unconstitutional. The judge says a $2,600 individual donor limit will stand but struck down committee-to-committee transfers. Two people have been injured from a partial ceiling collapse at a Wendy's restaurant in southwest Missouri's Ozark. The cause of the collapse is being investigated. The victims are suffering from moderate injuries. And a candlelight vigil is scheduled for tonight in Jefferson City in honor of all Missouri law enforcement officers who have died in the line of duty. Brian Howsworth reports.
The Jefferson City Police Department notes tonight's candlelight vigil is at 8 at the Law Enforcement Memorial, which is located on the Missouri Capitol grounds. Tomorrow morning at 10, the names of two law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty in 2016 will be added to the Law Enforcement Memorial wall. St. Louis County Police Officer Blake Snyder and St. Francis County Deputy Paul Clark. Brian Howsworth, Missouri Net.